And I want to thank a proud sister and auntie, Jamie, for coming in and filming them. You did a great job. And just to say something about that song that I bet you didn't know, it was written during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And it was written by a husband and wife, and you'll have to Google it to get their names, but it was meant to be a peace song. Because no one was certain if there was going to be war or not. And so they wrote that, and for years they couldn't sing it because they were so moved. Okay. Makes me kind of moved. Okay. Well, I'm going to begin my talk. Yeah. And this month, as I've mentioned, we are focusing on the power of Christ. Not only in honor of the birth of Christ on earth through Jesus over 2,000 years ago, but in recognition of that same birth that is possible through each of us today. A Course in Miracles tells us in his complete identification with the Christ, the perfect Son of God, Jesus became what all of you must be. So if we've been waiting for the second coming of Christ, we might want to look in the mirror and welcome the appearance of the Christ in us to move into view. So we can glimpse the holy light within our own mind and let it shine in all that we do in this world, in every thought, every word, and every action. Now, the light of Christ, in order for us to let it shine, must shine freely, as it did through Jesus, on everyone, unrestricted by judgments and discrimination and conditions of any kind placed upon it. Now, the nature of the light of Christ is like the nature of the central sun of our solar system, the star of our solar system, which is the sun. I think it's the only sun in our solar system, but who knows? It's the only one we see. So we're going to be talking about that one. Its mighty rays go out in all directions, and they illuminate everything they shine upon. The sun's powerful solar energy sustains the life of every living thing on earth, and there's nothing anyone has done or needs to do to earn that light. It shines for all. And that's just a visible light in the universe. The shimmering light of Christ fills the universe in every realm of existence. It's the invisible divine energy of love, the vibration of God's love for creation. It sustains the life of all that live within the universe, and there's nothing anyone has done or could do to earn that love and that light. It simply shines on all for all. The visible and invisible universe is the offspring of God, his one creation, his one perfect Son. The vibration of God's love lives within all that exists in this universe, whether its presence is recognized or felt or not. But it's our recognition of its presence in us and our openness to its vibration that causes us to feel it and to activate its power within us. If we're not aware of the Christ in us, we can't be aware of it in anything or anyone. We can't say namaste. The Christ in me sees the Christ in you with any truthfulness at all. If we want to experience the truth of what we say and know the power of our namaste, the book of Philippians tells us, let that mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So we might want to ask ourselves this morning, as we begin a whole month of talking about the power of Christ and taking it personally, do I believe it's possible to let that mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus? Or do I believe he was the exception in all of creation? Am I willing to try that holy halo on for size in my mind, or am I sure already that it doesn't fit? Do I believe I am born to give Christ second birth on earth, or does the idea seem outrageous, disrespectful, and even sacrilegious? The way of the heart tells us, and these are the words of Jesus or Yeshua, this is the only reality that you genuinely possess. Therefore, indeed, I call you friend, for well do I see that you are as I am. Unless we discover that holy presence in our mind, its presence on earth, anywhere else, will be impossible for us to find. If we want to see Christ appear in this world, we must let it appear first in us. The way of the heart tells us you were birthed for greatness. You were birthed to shine forth such light into this world that the world remembers that light is true and darkness is an illusion. Unless we realize who we are, we'll never know how powerful we're created to be. Jesus accepted his sonship with God and his oneness with all of life so completely that the shadowy forms and bodies of illness and insanity that appeared real in his day disappeared in his presence. The world hasn't gotten any less shadowy, any less infected, or any less crazy than it was 2,000 years ago. And so we asked the question last Sunday, if you don't become the Christ in you, who will? No one on earth but you will do, because no one else can manifest the Christ in you for you but you. The world needs the Christ as much today as it did 2,000 years ago. In the book of Romans, we read, "For the creation eagerly waits with anticipation for God's sons to be revealed." The Christ light in us right now, whether we let it shine or not, is the same radiant light that shines so brightly through Jesus as he walked the earth that miracles occurred everywhere he went. And so we may wonder then if that same radiant light that was in Christ Jesus way back then is the same radiant light within us now, why more miracles don't occur wherever we are. It could be that we just don't see things the way Jesus saw them. Because we're looking on the surface of things, and that isn't where Jesus was looking. We're not looking with the same light of awareness and the same clarity of mind from which Jesus viewed himself and those around him. Jesus, the clearest, brightest expression of Christ on earth that most of us are familiar with, knew the difference between truth and illusion, between darkness and light. That's why he said, judge not according to appearances. There was so much more to see back then, and there is so much more to see today than we can see with our physical eyes or perceive with any of our five senses alone. Richard Bach wrote in The Messiah's Handbook, remember that this world is not reality. It's a playground of appearances on which you practice overcoming seems to be with your knowing of what is. Yet we keep staring at one another as if what seems to be is all there is to see and the only reality. On the surface of things, we all certainly look like we're just a piece of flesh and bones and blood. And it's that appearance and our belief that that's all there is to us that causes whatever fears we have. Such a belief causes us to feel powerless in a world that currently seems to be out to get us one way or another. Sri Nisargadatta Maharaj said, first realize that your world is only a reflection of yourself, and then stop finding fault with the reflection. The holy energy of God's love is unconditional. It's a love that shines on all alike, no matter who, no matter what. That love lives in all of creation. If we want to see God's beautiful creation around us, we must learn to love the world, to stop finding fault with it and fighting against anyone in it. A Course in Miracles tells us no one who loves can judge. For what is there to judge when there is no desire to condemn? To fight against anything is to judge according to appearances and to judge that appearance as all there is to see, all there is to know about someone or something. To fight against is to forget that light is true and darkness is illusion, and in that forgetting, we lose sight of the light of Christ in us and the world around us. When there is no desire in us to condemn ourselves or anyone else, we're letting the mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. When we no longer judge ourselves as separate from our spirit because we feel our oneness with God, we're letting that mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Anytime we choose not to judge, God's love naturally flows into our mind as a shimmering awareness of truth and lights up our life. Sri Sri Ravi Shankar said, "You need to realize that you are scintillating light. You are not just a piece of flesh and bones and blood. You are light. When you understand this, then you will be free from whatever emotional turbulences you have. Serenity will dawn in you, and you will get a better understanding of yourself. The light of Christ within us causes us to be a living being, even now, even as we are. It lives in us even while we seem to be in these opaque physical bodies, living in a world of both shadow and light, where darkness seems so real in us and in others. It's as we begin to live as one that God loves so much that he placed his Son in us as us. That we begin to understand the power of Christ that lives in us no matter how we appear to be. It's only as we accept the scintillating light of Christ within us that serenity can dawn on us and that we begin to get a better understanding of who we are and what the world is for, the playground that it is. We begin to enjoy life. Gandhi said, as soon as you remove the cobwebs of ignorance that surround it, truth shines clear. Jesus removed the cobwebs of ignorance in his own mind, and we need to ask ourselves, am I ready to do that too? Because those cobwebs don't remove themselves. In his physical incarnation, Jesus was as much flesh and bones and blood as we are. It was his complete identification with the Christ, the perfect Son of God, that illumined his mind and all that he saw. Even though we don't act like it, in truth, we are no less the Son of God as we are having this human experience than Jesus was when he was having this human experience. We must be the Christ we want to see and live as Christ if we want to see Christ appear. We won't be any more spiritual tomorrow than we are today. We won't be any more spiritual when we die, though we may stop resisting the Christ in us when we do. We are powerful, multidimensional, spiritual beings right now. And we would experience who we are if we'd stop resisting the truth in us and let it come forth and shine through us. The way of the heart tells us, be you therefore that which you are. You are the light of the world. Unless we're willing to identify with the Christ, the perfect Son of God now, then the power of Christ will be lost for us for now. And we won't be that light in the world. We were birthed to shine forth such light into this world that the world remembers that light is true and darkness is illusion, but we have to remember that first before we can remind the world of what it is. The spiritual writer and poet Goethe said, "A man sees in the world what he carries in his heart." When we carry only love in our heart, we're able to say namaste with deep awareness of the truth we're saying. The Christ in me sees the Christ in you. Namaste.